Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Super Bowl 59, Eagles and Chiefs. You'll be able to hear all the action on WIP and the Odyssey app. 5 o'clock every day, we do this little segment, and everybody loves it. Let's get to it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, I've noticed, Spike, you've been doing this, like, reintroducing of the show thing a lot throughout.
Yes.
You know, because it might be new people listening.
There are a lot of new people listening.
Super Bowl run. And yep. I figured it was about time to re-update people on Ike Reese. And for those who might not know everything you need to know about Ike, the fifth thing that you might not have known about Ike Reese is that he likes to get his work done early in the morning.
Not unless he beats it early.
It's unbelievable.
You get it out of the way?
Yeah.
You never know what the day's going to hold if you're going to have enough time.
Wow. That's what you start with.
That's what I start with. Start off with a bang.
The fourth, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, well.
The fourth thing
you want. He comes into work completely relaxed.
Yep. Always a smile.
I wish that was the case every morning.
The only time he doesn't come into work with a smile is when someone's in his seat. In the lunchroom.
Yes, can't do that. Or there's too many people in the lunchroom.
Well.
Which is why I think I got that text message from you at 12:50 today that you were in our meeting room.
Yep.
We avoid crowds with this show.
Yeah.
We don't need to be lumped into stupid football conversations with a bunch of NARPs.
Whoa.
Not speaking for
I haven't heard NARP since Boomer. Boomer would call us NARPs.
I don't know what a NARP is.
Non-athletic regular people.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's what Boomer would call everybody at work who didn't play.
NARPs?
Yeah, so the only non-NARPs were him and Tiki. Everybody else is a NARP.
Non-athletic.
Regular person. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Me and Boomer, one and the same.
Let's just say you respect the non-players a little more than Boomer did.
Sure.
Yeah, Boomer just tried to injure me every time he touched me to remind me that I was a NARP.
I could see him being like a shoulder guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he hit so hard. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
The fourth thing you might not have known about Ike Reese, and I know I'm sure he's getting this a lot this week, you don't need to ask who Ike is rooting for in the Super Bowl. He's rooting for the Eagles, okay? We know he played
true,
for Andy Reid. But it's like, oh, everyone thinks it's so cute when he called up, oh, Ike, who are you rooting for? He's rooting for the Eagles, okay?
Yes.
Stop.
This is true.
He is a Philadelphian now. He is a former Eagle who played all but one of his
seasons.
I don't
even remember those years in Atlanta.
Right. So,
except for they paid for the house.
Right. He is cheering for the Eagles even though he likes Andy.
Bleed green, brother.
Yeah.
More than Jason Kelce, I could say
that. Yes, that's for sure.
Just kidding, Jason. The third thing you might know about not know about Ike Reese is, you know, the Phillies season was crumbling in front of our eyes, and we are in Citi Field, and I think the entire stadium could feel Francisco Lindor hitting a grand slam.
Oh, this was such a great moment.
Ike Reese let out a fist pump when Francisco Lindor hit that grand slam because he closed out a parlay. So just know he has gotten to a point where the parlays have overtaken some of his own team.
Oh, my God.
He was the only Phillies fan smiling after that game.
It was sickening. Yeah. Really,
oh, wow,
really was, man.
Oh, wow.
We were waiting. Go ahead.
I did a good job of holding in the excitement.
Yeah.
I did the best job I could.
Well, that later on, we were in Citi Field for that game, and we had to wait for Jack to do the post-game show.
Stupid post-game show, yeah.
And so we're sitting in the hallways of Citi Field in the media area, and Ike comes up to me with a big smile, go, had Lindor for a home run. And I'm like, great.
Yeah. Well, and the best part was is there was a video of our reactions, and Ike had to break it down like the Zapruder film to see if there was, in fact, a fist
pump. They caught me. There was never a fist pump.
Yeah.
And let's just say it was the consolation prize.
Yes.
Had the Phillies started doing what they should have done, then I wouldn't have had to worry about that stuff.
Listen, you have finally adopted, because a couple
hedge.
Years ago, I brought the emotional hedge, and you wanted to kick me off the show.
I did.
And now it's like, hold on, I've got Mr. Emotional Hedge in there. Yep. The second thing you might not know about Ike Reese is about a year and a half ago, there was a viral photo where Ike might have looked a little chunky. What you might not know about Ike Reese is he's now Ikey Diets. I mean, this guy's pounding salad, man.
A lot of salads.
Yeah, because he knows he's about to be in New Orleans. He knows Clearwater's about a month away.
Yeah.
You know, it's snack season, cutting season early for Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, T-shirt weather will be here in a couple months.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, I can't have any of that. I can't have that going on.
No.
I mean, quite frankly, it's a bad look, man.
Well, especially because the last time we were at the Super Bowl is when the other photo was taken.
Again. What other photo?
Again.
I don't think I've seen this photo.
Well, this one was deleted.
We burnt that one immediately.
Oh, really?
Yes, I actually got a chance to see that one before I actually posted it or anything else.
Right. Ike was wearing a revealing T-shirt.
It was tight. That's what I'm saying. It was tight. It was tight. Shouldn't have been tight. And, you know, I was wearing it with a suit jacket, so like a sports coat.
Yep.
Oh, you know, we out in Arizona, and you know, I'm trying to get my little Miami Vice look going.
Yep.
And I had the jacket open when we got ready to take the picture, and I saw it, I was like, oh, no. Like, yeah, we can't post that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tight.
It was tight. Ike salads over there. Yeah, never would have thought. Never would have thought.
And the worst part is it's skinny fat.
Well, that's like the camera.
As bad as the camera.
Yeah. Not to blame. He looks 3 months pregnant. You know, you don't have that same issue.
I did in that picture.
In that picture, you did. But the number one thing you might not know about Ike Reese is that he forgot last night's Sixers game because he was packing. And he is.
That was the wildest text message I ever got in my whole life.
He's insane. I mean, you pack like a week in advance every trip.
It made me think twice about when we were leaving and what day it was. So I've been a little sick, so I was like, oh, maybe I'm just out of it. I look at he's like, oh, I forgot about the Sixers. I'm packing. And I was just like, it's Tuesday. We leave on Sunday. I mean, this is
not even an early Sunday flight. It's an afternoon Sunday flight.
You could pack Sunday morning and be fine. That's what I'm going to pack.
What a process this must be.
Oh, man. Well, I will say this. I take pride in, you know, being prepared, and I don't like to rush.
Yep.
Right? And we're going away. It's 5 days. So that's almost like 2 outfits for each day.
Yep. Because there's the...
We got the work day.
And
then we may hit the block a little later on or what have you. And you know me. We take pictures.
Yes.
So I have to make sure I look presentable when we take pictures. Because we don't only take them, we post them.
Yes.
So, don't worry. I have sort of the... I got a couple of little crew necks I'm bringing down, man.
Wow, you going crew necks?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, it's not a hoodie. Because it's not going to be in the 50s or 40s down there.
In the evening, it might be.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a crew neck.
Little sweatshirt for us at night. But it had to be loose enough around the midsection that...
Got it.
Everything looks good.
Right. I mentioned your early packing
and shoes.
I mentioned your early packing to a friend of mine, and he's like, well, that's why Ike's going to look better than you in New Orleans. And I was like, well, yes, of course.
Well, that was going to happen.
He looks better than me every day.
Elliot, too.
Well...
He packs early.
Yeah. I mean, nobody cares what Elliot wears, though. No one's saying to Elliot, oh, man, you look great, except for you.
Cool.
You're the only one.
I'm the only one who compliments him on his outfit.
Yeah. Now, my packing much easier. I wear a different version of the same thing every single day. I wear a T-shirt and jeans and some
That's
and a hoodie.
That's your day
every
wear.
Day. Yes.
But well, will you? When you pack a collared shirt in there?
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah, I have a few
in
there.
At least one.
Yeah. I have collared shirts.
What's a collared shirt again? Which one?
The one with a collar.
Yeah.
You moron.
Like a button down?
What's a collar?
Yes, not like some, not a polo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Some form of a button down. All I'm saying is we may get invited somewhere that we have to at least. You're not going to a saloon.
No, listen, I'll pack something nice.
Okay, just at least one shirt.
Yeah, I have stuff.
I'm not worried about you. Okay, I'm talking about him. Yeah,
okay.
Listen, don't you worry. The Birkenstocks and shorts
exactly.
will be there.
What?
He'll wear that for 4 days straight.
I'm gonna have to check a bag, aren't I? Am I gonna be able to do this all in a carry-on?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna have to use one of my wife's bags because all I have is carry-on bags.
Two bags for me.
Two?
Yeah, I got it. It's a separate shoe bag.
Oh my God, you're outrageous.
One suitcase is strictly shoes.
Okay. Well, I'm getting there much earlier than you guys, so I could check a bag and not worry about it.
I'm checking two bags, man.
Yeah.
Company's paying for one, I'm paying for the other.
Hmm. You got me thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about that 5 days and the two things a day. How am I going to fit that in my carry-on suitcase?
I got to be prepared for everything. Y'all may not get invited somewhere I get invited to.
Well, that's
I think
true.
Last time you went to some Hall of Fame dinner.
Yeah, and I got friends in other areas. If you feel me.
And you're not looking to go down and hang with just your dorky coworkers.
No, I will. And I'm always asked, can I bring people with me?
Yes.
Because you know, y'all my road dogs. We're
Absolutely.
Rolling together, man.
Absolutely.
Plus, I need somebody to look after me.
Right. Yes.
Yes, Jack knows. You know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somebody look after me.
And think about how much better you're going to look standing next to us. These two rejects.
I don't know, man. I think we're doing all right for ourselves.
Well, comparing to other radio people.
Well, I looked way worse in Phoenix. I'm just letting everyone know. Like,
oh, you're bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're stepping up our game.
Yeah, I saw a photo of you.
Awesome. This is going well. Just kidding.
With you, Ike, Elliot and Shane Victorino.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, that was a bad photo.
And I was like, wow, Jack has lost a lot of weight.
Well, I got fat shamed on that photo.
Yeah, you're big. Yeah,
there was a lot of comments on Twitter.
Yeah, well, and you were wearing that ridiculous City Edition jersey.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
This back next year.
They got to do a different one.
They won't. Yeah, they won't.
Well, they don't do the same one year after year,
yeah,
do they?
They do.
Oh, really? Oh, NBA, they change it every year. They don't change it in baseball?
No.
Oh, that's awful. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. 215.
Good top five, Jack.
Yeah,
that was good. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Embarrassing moments that I don't always remember that you're great at reminding me about.
Yes. I would say no one better.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Andy Reid, does it mean more to you to beat Andy in the Super Bowl? Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, first of all, just quick with the Andy thing, then I'm going to go on to Jalen. Andy, I don't care. Like, I root for Andy. My thing is, I root for Andy as long as he don't play against us. And the reason I do that is because when you hear all his players talk about him, they talk real highly about him. So that let me know. People around him is confirming what I think. He seemed like a good dude. But when you play against us, I root against everybody who play against us first. But if he did play us, I root for him. So that's just as simple as it is for me. Or whatever.
And, okay.
And as far as this the Hurts thing, the crazy part about that is I disagree with y'all talking about winning and stuff like that, because when they judge Patrick Mahomes and Brady and call him the GOAT, and when they put Brady over Montana, it was based on the number of championships he had. So how winning is not an important stat for a quarterback to me. I don't understand that.
Well, it's part of it. That's all I would say, is it's part of it.
This ain't even as much as directly to you. I know I've heard y'all over and over again, and not just you, but Ike, and I think Jack agreed too, when y'all said that winning is a coach's stat, not a quarterback's stat. And I always disagreed with it, and then it came back a little bit today. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was saying. How do you say it's not a quarterback's stat either when most of the great quarterbacks is judged on how many Super Bowls they won?
It's a great question. And I heard Kyle Quinn answer this the other day. Imagine me hearing Kyle Quinn and saying,
yeah, you're repeating it.
He made a great point.
Come on, dude.
But he did make a great point. And his point was, is that you can't just do it in a vacuum, meaning you can't just say wins our quarterback snack, or they he a team wins and the quarterback is responsible for it. But if it's done over a period of time, how can you ignore the amount of winning the quarterback has done? Because when you look at the quarterbacks who have won the most games in the NFL, they aren't bad quarterbacks. So a bad quarterback could win from time to time. A bad quarterback or a mediocre quarterback can win a Super Bowl, right? But if you win over a decade, over a period of time, then that's where you have to be considered a winner. I think in a vacuum, they're head coaching stats because it's a team stat. But I can see where, and I'm one of those guys who never gave the quarterback the wins. I don't believe in the quarterback win stat. But his point was, well, if the guy has done it throughout his career, regardless if you think he's the reason for it or the primary reason for it, if he's a part of it, then how can he not be looked at as a winner or had that as one of his attributes?
Sure.
And it makes sense to me when you look at it in totality. Mm-hmm. And Jalen's book is, he has enough chapters in it that you, it's not 1 year of winning or 2 years of winning. It's 4 years of winning, mm-hmm, and two Super Bowl appearances. Like, that's where I will give him more credit for the wins.
Yeah, I don't think you can win year after year after year after year and not say the quarterback has something to do with
right.
it. Now, to your point, Ike, why you can say it about a coach and not a quarterback is that's the only number we... So the only two things we have from a coach, I think, mm-hmm, are what the players say about the coach and the wins and losses. There's, we can't watch them on the field. We can make these little tiny judgments about did he call a timeout at the right time or not. But those are, even though they seem big in the moment, those are a small percentage of everything. Whereas quarterbacks, we have all these other numbers and we can watch and see. And the reason I say that coaches have it is that, and by the way, same thing. I would say mediocre coaches have won the Super Bowl, and I named a few earlier.
Yep.
And no disrespect to Brian Billick, and no disrespect to Barry Switzer, and all those things. But
nobody would disrespect Barry Switzer.
Well, yeah,
he was just there.
Yeah, he was just there.
Yeah.
Nobody would say that those guys are all-time coaches or even great coaches, but they won the Green Bay, who won with Aaron Rodgers.
McCarthy.
Can I give y'all my person?
Yes. Yeah. Known by one name.
No, it's definitely the delegation. You know, I'm always going to give you a delegation answer. Luther.
Luther. Now, see, Luther I put in the Whitney category.
Right. Everybody. You remember, hey, Big Luther, Little Luther.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that's real.
I'm with you. I would go Luther more than Whitney.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
They call him Luther.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why Spike knew who you were talking about.
Yes.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's why
Jack has no clue.
Yeah, I have
Whitney Houston.
Now, I have some guest passes to the delegation meeting. I'm not a member, but I do have. I have been given some. I've been plus one enough times.
You're aware of stuff, so and
yes.
You know the thing. This, and you know how I get. Why I'm gonna give you. Let me give you why I think it's really a good one too. They just had a documentary on CNN, and it's titled Luther, and it won awards, and everybody knew what it was.
Yeah.
So y'all be easy, man.
All right, Ike.
I like it.
Yeah. I do like the ones, the Prince ones, Madonna ones, those ones are obvious.
Those are obvious, yeah.
I do enjoy the ones where we know both names and they're known as both names, but really only referred to as the other. And I do agree, now that I think about it, you can just say Luther. I've heard people just refer to him as Luther more than I heard Whitney Houston just referred to as Whitney.
Right. You normally say Whitney's whole name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Luther's a good one. Jack, Now we've been talking about it for 2 minutes now. Any idea who Luther is?
No.
Okay.
I know. No, I see. I don't know where I stand with the delegation. I think I'm like the guy that I'll get brought and get made fun of the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, happy to be there.
Yeah.
Right. Would get roasted the entire time.
Yeah. Especially if you have on those Birkenstocks.
Dude, hold on. With my curved ass toe.
No, the fact that they're out.
Yeah, well, listen.
It's disgusting.
And they're a fresh pair, too.
Yeah.
That's stinky like the last ones.
Well, they'll be stinky soon enough.
You got these for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep. Fresh pair.
Unreal. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping?
Yoshi?
Jack? Like, somebody really got to vouch for you. They be like, who that? And one of us guys be like, yeah, he cool. He with me.
He rolled with me.
I mean,
Yes.
Man, I told that man, what's his name, we ain't going to a saloon like that. If that ain't some country boy or something right there. And then I also called y'all low-key. He low-key called y'all scrubs in a nice way. He said, y'all might not get invited.
Well, it's true. It is what it is.
Yeah, what do you want us to do?
Yeah. Hey, Yosh, when those friends from higher places start calling you, saying, man, come on through. And if I say, can I bring the fellas with me? Either they say, bring them, or they like, nah, I ain't enough room. Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta be like, can I bring my narcs?
My narcs.
Well, make sure you say Spike, not me. Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah, because he's an athlete. That's
I ran two marathons.
Well, it's running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you really gonna have to show your kids some VHS tapes or those DVDs, because they're like, really?
I still have the newspaper with first team all Jazzmon on it. Yep.
Hey, that's what's going to count, baby. That's what's going to count. Hey, man, look, I don't hate Andy. I mean, in my opinion, he possibly top three best coaches ever. I mean, but I want to beat Andy because that's nice on the resume. I think Jack mentioned it last night. What's his name? We didn't beat Lombardi in a title game. And then we didn't beat Belichick. Francisco said it, I think. And we didn't beat Belichick. And then we get Andy, man. That makes the resume look so nice. I mean, we Andy's first marriage. He was good to us. He bought us a little rancher, a little 3-series BMW, took us to Cancun and Jamaica. But at the end, the trust was lost. You know what I'm talking about? But then you get with this new marriage. You know what I'm saying? He buying them a Maybach, a mansion, taking them to the south of France, walking around the Colosseum in Rome. I mean, they getting everything, man. They walking off in the sunset. I mean, I'm kind of bitter, but I do remember the good things that he did for me. I just didn't get what the new marriage got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to help OG out a little bit. What's his name? You know, they did take a step back on Josh Allen this year. This the least amount of yards he had in the last 4 years. He threw probably 80 times less than he normally does.
Yep.
They leaned on that run game heavy, three backs. So, you know, but I ain't trying to argue with you, Spike. Look, I'm your homie.
No. Yosh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But the offense is still based around Josh Allen, and he's going to win MVP. You know?
I still got a Spike halo. You know what I'm saying? And Ike, man, you got to stop these boys because that belly keep making his rounds. I'm telling you, holler at me, boy. I can get that belly down. You better put a daggone a heavy bag in that basement and hit it for like.
Start hitting that heavy bag,
safe, boy. I'm telling you.
You know what I did get for
working right on up.
I know you are. Listen. Right, I need to come over there and train with you, man. I got to come over there with you.
Hey, bro, what's the name? For free, too. I'm going to call everybody. Be like, yeah, what's the name? Oh, you want to know what I'm doing? I'm training night reading.
Oh,
right,
that's
now,
why
man.
I ain't coming. Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yep. There it goes.
That's why I ain't coming.
Yep. Knew that was happening.
Ain't nobody coming to my house. My wife do not play that. What's the name? You cannot show up unannounced. And if you over there, she going to call everybody and be like, you show up at my house, and I'm going to let something out on you. What's the name? We got company. Stay away. You ain't got to worry about that, boy. You ain't got to worry about that. Oh, you know what I'm happy about this week? We ain't got to worry about no punt perfect, no dodgeball, no tug of war, no flag football, no helmet harmony. We ain't got to worry about none of that. We chilling this week. Ain't that a great feeling?
It is. Right. It really is.
Stress-free weekend.
Yeah, just talking a little football, having a little fun. Yosh, give us your person who's known by only one name.
I don't even know her last name. I had to look it up, but I'm going to go with Ike's girlfriend, and she my side chick, Rihanna.
Rihanna's a good one.
Yeah.
Rihanna's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know Rihanna's last name either.
I don't either. Yeah.
Well, what's her real name? Is her real name even Rihanna?
I think that is her real name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that the first one, Replay.
Her name's Robin Fenty.
The first song, because Jay-Z signed her.
Okay, you're right. It is Robin Fenty.
Jay-Z discovered her. I remember Ponder Replay. Ponder Replay was the first song. I remember hearing that.
He discovered her, right.
I think she was 17.
Yeah, of course she was.
Yep.
Ooh, boy.
I'm a Rihanna over Beyonce guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all are.
Oh, you are too? I didn't know you were too. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Coming up next.
I'm Kelly Rowland over Beyonce.
Really?
Well, not as an entertainer.
Okay. But I take Rihanna songs over Beyonce songs as well.
Yes. And I'm the girl from Friday over... No, yeah.
Nia Long.
Oh, that takes us back several months.
Yeah. Well, and then... Crap, what's he? I was someone over Nia Long, and that got hot.
Holly Berry.
No,
wasn't that the discussion?
No, it was the other girl in the Holly Berry movie.
All right.
Oh, he liked Robin Gibbons.
Robin Gibbons, and we had to explain to him the whole Robin Gibbons thing.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, we have a...
I'll see you at the cookout.
Coming up next, we're going to have something for you that you can take part in on... Are we doing this tomorrow? We're doing it tomorrow. On the streets of Philadelphia to help do something for Saquon. And we're going to bring Buzz in, and we're going to tell you how you can be involved in that. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I've never seen Jack laugh so hard.
I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack turned off our mics and just left Buzz up.
For the 10th time. Yeah, that's a new bit.
It's so funny.
But so bad every time. I mean, that's the issue.
Oh, Buzz is great, man.
Yeah.
I know.
Shows great enthusiasm.
Yes. And it was a good timing because I was singing very low because I told Ike I'm trying to get my voice through the week. Mm-hmm. So that was good timing. So the reason we have Buzz.
We don't want Jack hosting the shows.
No, not this time.
No one wants that.
Can't get Wally Pipp by that guy. So the reason we have Buzz in here, the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League and host here at WIP, as well as a producer, is we had an idea, and Buzz is going to help us execute the idea. So without Giants general manager Joe Shane deciding not to sign Saquon Barkley, we would not be having this season that we're having right now. So we want to get a big thank you card for Joe Shane, have as many people in Philadelphia sign it, and then deliver it to Joe Shane. And on Friday, we're going to send Buzz out on the streets of Philadelphia with 100 Sharpies to get as many signatures as he can for this thank you card to go to Joe Shane. So the big question for you, Buzz, is, and Jack had this question, and I think Ike had this question as well, is are you going to be okay going up to strangers and saying, will you sign this card for Joe Shane?
100%. I have no fear approaching strangers.
Again, okay. This is a guy who crapped himself.
You think I have any shame?
Flags.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would I be nervous about saying, hi, can you sign a... And the enthusiasm around the Eagles right now is so high. Yep. How do you get people to sign anything right now, Eagles related?
That's actually a good point. You could get them to sign their
take
life
much convincing
away or
here. Yeah.
Getting somebody's will if you're smart about it. So we're going to do this on Friday.
I mean, really?
We're going to do this on Friday, and we're going to send Buzz out on the streets of Philly to get this card signed. So, you know, he'll maybe head down Broad Street to City Hall, maybe hit Rittenhouse, wherever you can get
30th Street Station, Reading Terminal. We got a lot of spots picked out.
Maybe on the get on the Broad Street line, try to do it on the subway.
Yeah,
the L, maybe.
And look, what happens...
You're saying, make sure you know your whereabouts, man.
Yeah,
I know. He's a city guy.
I live in the city. I'm pretty savvy.
Anyway,
he lives in the city.
Yeah, Temple for 4 years.
Yep.
So,
that's right. Temple made.
So we didn't talk about this, but it just popped into my head. Like, if someone sees Buzz in the wild and takes like a photo of Buzz...
Yep.
I mean, we probably have those leftover T-shirts, right? Of Jeffrey over Josh.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the big guy.
Yeah. So I think there has to be a reward if you also find Buzz.
Yes.
And
well, we can't do that.
Well, I know. That's why I brought it up on the air.
Yes. Yeah.
It's, bad idea by me.
Well, legal doesn't like when you send people that because then they could speed.
Sure. It can be funny if you.
What we would like you to do is if you it can't be a contest. We can't give you anything.
No, no, no.
But we would we guarantee a retweet from the afternoon's WIP account.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And a phone call. We'll put you at the top of the line.
Yep,
priceless,
top of the line.
Priceless items.
Yep. Maybe a repost from the Instagram. Yes.
The dead Instagram.
Get your followers up.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what we could do. Yeah.
We need I would think it'd be funny to try to see Buzz out.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, finding Buzz is a reward in and of itself.
Of
and,
course.
You know, this card is going to be on Joe Shane's wall somewhere. So you will be immortalized by being on Joe Shane's wall. So, and Buzz, I'm trying to think about the number of signatures. I'm going to work on a number.
Okay.
And you're not going to be allowed back until you get this number of signatures.
Sounds good.
All right. So this will be Friday in the streets of Philadelphia. You'll check in. You'll call.
I'll be on the show early Tuesday.
Yes.
Or early Friday, rather. Yeah.
And we'll have Buzz check in and say exactly where he is so you can go and find Buzz.
And then are we allowed to say what the ultimate goal of this card is?
I wouldn't do that yet because okay. I don't want to stop it from happening.
Got it.
You all know, right. I don't want to, but we will.
We got big plans.
We got big plans.
Yeah, you're the Trojan horse.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, it's not a Trojan horse.
Well, kind of is.
No, it's not a Trojan horse at all.
Well, you get the point.
Yeah, okay.
Well, do we?
No, it's a Trojan horse. No, it's not a Trojan horse at all.
Well, it's a sneak attack.
No. Well, we're saying it on the radio.
Well. I know.
Yeah. All right.
Trojan horse.
All right. Not a Trojan horse. All right, Buzz.
Anyway, looking forward to Friday. I'll be out in the streets.
Yes. Awesome. Maybe we could get Buzz to do a little Creed sing-along if you find some of our listeners.
Oh,
walk around with like a big speaker.
Yeah. Yes. In the wild. Are we sending Tucker out there with you?
Tucker will be out there as well.
Videotaping you. So that's great. So, you know, we love our wacky bits here, and this will be wacky bit number 7, I think. So look forward to seeing you on Friday, Buzz.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it,
brother. Final check-in with the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. And by the way, make sure your stomach is in good shape for that whole thing. Buzz. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does potentially beating Andy Reid in the Super Bowl matter to you? Final count, 56.6% say yes, 43.4% say no. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Mike, Ike, Spritzer, how you feeling, fellas?
Oh, we're feeling good. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dustin?
It's good to meet you the other day at Chickie's, Dustin. Sorry you didn't get to get spit on by Jack.
Yo, dude. Wait, so you ready for this one? We start walking away with my daughter. She looks at me. She goes, Dad, he doesn't spit when he talks. I said, that wasn't the Spritzer. He didn't get the chance to meet the Spritzer.
Yeah.
He turned his back and ran out the back door. Spike, you believe that, man?
Yeah, Monday's Jack's, and it was a crowded Monday at Chickie's. Jack gets right out of
there. Disagree. I went to the bathroom, gave the full hand wash for everyone worried about
okay,
that. Yeah. Talked to
Everyone's
some people on my
it.
Way out. And okay. I was up toward 6:05. We were off the air at 5:55.
Okay. All right. 10 minutes
give
is fine.
Give me a break.
All right.
It sounds like an excuse, but don't it sound like an excuse?
Yeah. And he does spritz. Please tell
all
your daughter.
Yeah. Tell everyone. Yeah.
When he talks, it's disgusting.
I had my yellow raincoat on and everything. So
yeah.
I was excited to meet you, man.
Well, I was equally as excited to meet you.
Yeah. The Chickies has asked us, because they're a restaurant, to put plexiglass in front of Jack because the patrons are disgusted.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, that show, that was awesome on Monday. And that was one hell of a crowd, man. Everybody
dude.
Fired up. It was incredible.
That's Philly. Philly when the teams are winning. Oh, boy. When the Birds are winning, no better place to be.
No better place.
I was having a conversation with my daughter on the way home. I said, you don't understand how lucky you are to be a Philadelphia sports fan right now, because you're 10 years old. And in those 10 years, all of our teams have seemed to be on the right track, if you know what I mean. Besides the Sixers, man, I can't believe that. But I was around her age when we started getting good. But from my first 10 years on Earth, we didn't have winning like this, and she didn't understand that concept yet. And she just thinks that this is an every year occurrence that we have good teams like this. So she doesn't get it yet.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, overall, the last 25 years have been pretty successful in Philly compared to the years before it,
yeah,
the 25
bad,
before
yeah.
it. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty wild. It's crazy because now I'm trying to fumble now because Ike, not our boy Ike Reese on the mic,
But the Ike a couple callers ago kind of took my thunder with the whole Jalen thing. Because when you're talking about Tom Brady and you're talking about these other greats of all time, the number one thing you're talking about is the championship rings. And I know it's cliche to say, but the dude wins, man. He's 40, what is he, 47 and like 23 or something like that?
Yeah, but when they talk about the Tom Brady winning, they talk about him winning 7 Super Bowls. Like, we're at zero now, so let's chill out, you know.
I and Spike, I didn't want to bring it up because I'm kind of sort of on the fence with you.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about how good of the teams he had around. He had Gronkowski. He had Woody. He had so many weapons to go for that it's like. Oh. But then I come back and I'm listening to you and I'm thinking in my head, I'm listening to OG Wade earlier, real luck. What if we did this?
Yeah.
What if you were to flip Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow? Do you think Joe Burrow has the success here that Jalen's had?
They would score.
You know what I mean? Because
no offense, Dustin. No offense to you or Jalen. If Joe Burrow was the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, we would score 50 points a game.
If we had Josh Allen, we would have 3 Super Bowls by now. I'm just throwing it out there. I love Jalen, but I got a name for you too. Before
yes.
You let me go.
Yeah.
Shaq.
Oh, Shaq's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Dustin. Thank you for the call. Yeah. It's Oprah's birthday, so we're looking for people famous for one. Shaq's a good one.
So every commercial.
Yeah, yeah, everywhere. So a situation about Friday, is it's like 90% chance of rain?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
I know, because you're a 11 o'clock news guy. No one else knows the forecast, and Tornado wouldn't let us know yet. So,
uh-oh.
So, like, I know it's a little concerning.
He could go in the that mall area at 16th and Chestnut. I was talking about. He could go in the Fashion District, which I think is still open.
Okay.
He could be in the. He could go into 30th Street Station. He could go into Market East Station.
Yeah.
We need to get him something, maybe a trash bag, to put the card in,
because
it'll be a big card so it doesn't get wet.
Yeah.
And honestly, having a very wet, soppy buzz approaching people in Market East actually sounds even funnier to me. So
I just don't want to ruin the card, though.
We put it in a trash bag.
Yeah.
Put it in a trash bag. If he ruins the card, then
he's fired.
He's got to go out there with another card.
Oh, he's not fired.
No. I can't fire him. I can't fire anybody. It's not my job anymore. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How are we doing this fine Wednesday evening?
What's up, brother?
What up, Justin?
Hump day, boys. Hump day. Well, tomorrow's Friday for me, but anyway. Going back to, like, does it mean any more to beat Andy? Yeah, it would, because... I mean, I've been an Eagles fan ever since, Buddy Ryan, but I couldn't really follow him. Y'all know that. I mean, it's tough down here. We didn't get NFL Network till what year did that start? Not NFL Network, but, the Sunday Ticket. It's hard to follow my team, but other than SportsCenter and, Berman and Keith Tom Jackson and all that. But we really weren't considered a winning franchise until Andy Reid took over. If y'all go back, 99 was his first season, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Was that Andy?
Yep.
Okay. So he had a losing record his first season. Okay. But after that, so if you count 99, we've only had 6 seasons with a losing record since 1999. Now, there have been some 500 seasons, 8-8, stuff like that. But since 1999, we've only had 6 losing seasons. So that's 25 years. If you go back before that, I didn't have time to count because I just got off work, but we had a lot more losing seasons. So, I know Chuck said Andy never done nothing for us. I think this winning culture started with Andy Reid. So
no, I agree, Justin. I think most of, and I know you've been working, but most of this doesn't come from the old school, we hate Andy, blah, blah, blah.
No,
yeah.
It's not that. It was going like, I love Chuck, but he would say, what Andy Reid ever do for us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, this guy, when I was, I remember Ike's first coach, Ray Rhodes, and then a little bit of Kotite. I was too young. I was young when Buddy was around. I remember a little bit, but I couldn't follow him. Like I said, I didn't really get to start following my team that much until Andy came along. And that's when the winning really started. It took off from there. Went to 4 consecutive NFC championships, went to a Super Bowl, went to 5 overall, am I right? So, that's when the winning started. If you take that 25-year span from 99 to now, that's that's when it started. And he's a big part of that. And I think, you know, Howie and Jeffrey, being leaders that they are, you know, that's they've continued that. Mm-hmm. But it started with Andy, you know. Like I said, I love Chuck to death, but you can't say what did Andy ever win. Because he won a hell of a lot more than Buddy Ryan, Rich Kotite, Ray Rhodes.
Well, that's why he's considered the best coach in franchise history. I mean, exactly. You know what I mean? That's why.
I agree with you. I want to get out from under his shadow, and I want Nick to be considered the best coach in franchise history. Because y'all said it yesterday, perfect. He's going to be more well-known as Kansas City Chiefs head coach when it's said done, if he ain't already.
Yep.
You know, I mean, my son never known him as the Eagles head coach because – you know, as young, he's only 18. He knows a little bit, but, I mean, Jack was astonished. Owen's favorite player was Michael Vick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how Owen is. You know, he's just 18. But, yeah, I want to beat Andy because I want to get out from under that shadow. You said it perfectly well, Spike. I mean, it's going to mean a little bit more to me because he beat us in 22. And I'm sick of the Bumble Fumble Roosty commercials and all the stupid State Farm crap. I just want it all ended. I'm sick of Taylor Swift. I'm sick of the darn phone commercials, that every Patrick Mahomes commercial. I want to see Jalen on some commercials. I want to see Saquon. I want to see the exciting lights. You know, I mean, that's what I want to see. I want it to be our time. I want to start our dynasty, and I think it starts this year with this Super Bowl. And the whole time when they was doing the one name things and somebody said Beyonce, I was like, you know what? Beyonce's nice, but I'm a Kelly guy. Love.
Yeah.
Kelly's where it's at, y'all. I'm here to tell you.
Artist Kelly. Wood I've ever
All
touched.
Right.
Stop.
Show enough, boys. Show enough. But my one word or one name person, I'm gonna have to stick with East Tennessee. Dolly. Love y'all. I mean.
Oh, there you go.
Dolly's a good one.
Dolly, well, it's the only Dolly I know.
Yeah, I can't think of another Dolly.
I don't know
Dolly.
Another Dolly.
Yeah.
It's a good point,
Jack. Before we get to the text line, obviously a very important call from Chuck Horn Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Blow the whistle.
That's kind of funny.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Jerry?
Okay.
What's up, Jerry?
So, Spike, I'm on your side this time.
Wow.
With the Andy Reid thing.
Wow.
Because in my opinion, Andy Reid didn't win us anything. He's just a big name because he's with the Chiefs. He's got Mahomes. And I just don't agree with any of this. Because, you know, here's how I associate Andy Reid with what's going on. I went on a date last night with this girl.
There you go. What's a date with Truck Horn Jerry like?
I'm awake.
Do you bring the horn?
I went on a date with this girl last night, and it reminded me of... I couldn't get a word in. She was like Andy Reid back in the day. And then I'm trying to talk to her about how good the Eagles are. And she's a Bears fan. And like,
it sounds like an
it
awesome
was
date.
Like reminiscent. It was like, okay, I've been friends with her on Facebook for 5 years. So I guess you could say
goodness.
It was a blind date, but I wasn't really blind about going to meet her.
Yep.
But
I like to do the show blind.
That's what it associated me with. So we left. She left. I went back into the place and had something to eat and hung out with a couple of Eagles guys, and they were cool as fans. Like, so it was
so
like
went well.
Crazy
yeah, hard to believe that date didn't go well.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Now, in my eyes, it was just a crazy situation. I go home and tell my ex-wife, my hun, I just went to talk to this girl. She like, it was just like off the walls, like literally. She was like, is that the girl you were talking about? Yeah. I'm like, hun, it didn't work out. It was like this.
You
crazy
still call your ex-wife hun?
Yeah, we lived together. I've been calling her hun for 20-some years. So I just...
Well, okay. Just, well, she said it's your ex-wife and y'all live together?
And you're going on dates?
Yeah, she knew all that. Like.
She's your ex-wife, so I'm just...
Yeah.
What's ex
like,
about
like this
it?
Is normal or something. I'm curious now.
To me, it's normal. To the people in the other world, it's like
other world.
Are you nuts? Well,
then you're breaking down the date to her when he got home.
Yes, yeah. That's why I'm so confused right now.
I said, "Hun, I said, he's still guess where I was?" And she's like, "Where?" I'm like, "What?" I said, "You're a girl." I said, "It was bizarre, hon. It was totally bizarre."
Hold on, Jerry.
Well, seriously, you guys get along,
Jerry. You're still living with your ex-wife, and you call her hun.
That
sounds like your wife.
It sounds like your wife.
Yeah. Did you ever guys ever get divorced?
Yeah, I got papers. Yeah, we've been divorced since 2017.
And
she moved back in 2022. So it's like a whole it's a crazy situation. I'm Truck Horn Jerry, dude. You know I do crazy stuff, but this is probably crazier than a lot of people. There's people out there that know about what it's crazy.
But why not try to get back with your ex-wife?
Well, you know how they have that bird feeder with the squirrel thing that the squirrels can't get up underneath that thing? That's how it is. Like, I've been trying to get around that squirrel thing for years.
Oh,
dude,
goodness gracious.
I stopped trying to get around that squirrel protector, you know.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
I'm just telling you guys, this is real stuff, dude.
No,
real.
I'm so glad I went to this call.
Oh my God.
This was a debate.
I've never heard this before, man.
This was a debatable decision. And there's more to it.
Earlier, too, Jerry. We got,
yeah, we got a lot of questions.
We got a lot to break down.
Well, and the other thing is, I could understand you just got divorced, doesn't have a place to live yet, but got divorced in 2017 and moved back in 2022.
Yes. And you're still trying to get around the squirrel thing.
Yeah, you're calling her hun, and you're going out on a date. And trying to talk to the girl about the Eagles the whole time.
I haven't called her real name in I don't know how long. Like, when I call her real name, she's surprised.
Okay.
Seriously. But last night, so I'm sitting home. She goes out, walks the dog. She goes, hon, you need to call the water people that our front lawn's flooded. And it was. We had a water main break in our front yard. I had to call the water people.
Are you sure you're divorced, man?
Yeah, this sounds...
Yes, I'm divorced. I'm telling you, Spike, when you meet me, you'll be like, yo, this dude's nuts. But no, I am telling you. Ike, you met me in person. I've been to Chicken Pizza.
I don't know your marital status, though. Yeah. Yes.
Well, now you do. So it's all out there in the public. So you know what I mean?
I got to become friends with Jerry on Facebook. See what's going on there.
Situation.
All right.
You know,
was your date excited about Ben Johnson?
He took over her bed, the bedroom upstairs. I stayed downstairs. I come home on my home time. I was actually on a 34 reset. Didn't even know I was coming home, but, you know, stuff just started happening. I was texting the girl, and she's like, yeah, let's meet after work, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it was all good.
All right.
But it was crazy. It was good, though.
I'm going to just let you know. We're going to reopen this case.
Yeah, we got to go, Jerry, but, like, that was a...
Yeah, we're going to reopen this case about you and your ex.
What a lucky decision by me to go to that call. The
I had no idea you had all that to him.
I've known her on Facebook for 5 years, and she and my got home and told my ex-wife. And
I said, hon.
The text... Yeah. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
So, I'm not a foxhole guy then? First caller, Dom.
Yeah, no. Dom.
Yeah, he walked into a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
Listen, Dom. Get back on the horse.
Yeah,
man.
We're good.
Come back. Yeah,
we're
come back.
Good. You're
just
welcome.
Don't be the first caller. Yeah. That's my. I won't make you the first caller.
Yeah, that is Jack's fault.
Yeah, well, it was Corey's fault. I just want to make everyone clear. It was Corey's fault.
Okay. What's next?
Spike wins stats service argument.
Well, if you look at the DVOA EPA ABC 123,
Spike wins stats don't service argument.
I watch the game.
Alex in Lancaster.
Well, you got to have everything.
Yeah,
at your
disposal. That's right.
Yeah, that's how this works, buddy boy.
Yep.
What's next?
Sorry, but I'm not taking that job. My hamstrings are still on the field. Josh McCown.
Oh, yeah.
He's got bad memories of Philadelphia.
Yeah, tore the hamstring on that final, scramble at the end there. Yeah.
No,
he enjoyed his 1 year here, though.
He did.
He did.
Well, he was pretty good for a backup, too, when he got in there.
He enjoyed his year here.
Yeah. What's next?
Ike, if there was an asteroid barreling towards Earth and Jalen Hurts led a team of oil drillers into space to drill a hole in the asteroid and drop a bomb in to destroy it, would he be elite then? Spike, no. Frank in Ardmore.
He wouldn't be. What are
it's
we doing?
It's not even football.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like Armageddon.
Yes. What's next?
Spike, Baldy, what do you think has to happen for the Eagles to win next Sunday? Baldy, Ike, you played the game, you know. Mark in Motka.
Text line.
I don't think Baldy meant to do that.
No. But it happened three straight times. So
I think he was distracted.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. What's coming up at Fritz at 6 and then TK, right?
TK.
Fritz at 6 and then TK.
Yeah.
What's coming on at Fritz at 6?
Has the Super Bowl reached must-win status?
Oh, there you go. You sounded fired up for it.
No Jalen.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah. When does that? When does the Jalen start? 6-12?
Well, he's trying not to do Jalen.
Well, yeah. I actually have my official comp for Jalen that I will reveal.
In the, oh, is it what we were texting about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this is a good. You'll like this one, Ike. Yeah. All right. So Fritz at 6 is next. Then Tom Kelly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same place, same station, same time. Love you. Thanks for listening.